Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A little while ago about, you know, seeking the Lord.
Yes.
And which is, you know, there's nothing like it.
Right.
You know, and that's, he's our only hope. You know, when we turn our backs on him, it's just not going to be good for us when we do that.
Where else is there to turn to?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said earlier, I mean, no job, no relationship, no whatever you're chasing, you know, it's only temporary. Mm-hmm. It's not going to last. And I mean, I'm reading again this morning, and I'm coming toward the end. You know, I've been talking about, you know, King Asa. I talked about Manasseh. I talked about mm-hmm. a lot of different kings, and we're coming to the end of the reign of the kings in Judah and Israel. And it's really sad the way it just ends. You know, and you think about the very beginning. You think about God gave him a choice. SOS. Remember that?
Is it either yes.
Samuel or Saul? Which way you want to go?
Right.
They gave him what they wanted.
Which is a tale between two kings.
Tale between two kings, exactly.
God's way or man's way.
Yeah, if you go this way, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And every bit of it happened. You know, here we're coming to the end of it. And basically, it's the fall of Jerusalem. You know, and I'm reading, again, the Second Chronicles. You know, when we talked about Jehoiakim, God set man, and then and he got replaced with Jehoiachin. And then Zedekiah was, mm-hmm. I believe he's one of the last kings of Israel. And it didn't go well for him because, you know, again, he was not a follower of God. He did not. He was very evil. You know, he did evils in the eyes of the Lord. And like I said, this is in 2 Chronicles 36. And he did evils in the eyes of the Lord. And he did not humble himself. And at this point, King Nebuchadnezzar had captured Jerusalem mm-hmm. at this point. And and, you know, he was telling me, like, you need to do this, do that. And Zedekiah, he was just so arrogant, he just wasn't going to do it. He wasn't going to obey God. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jeremiah the prophet had come to him many times. He says, look, you know, if you'll just listen,
right.
you know, things may go well for you. But if you don't, it's over.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? It's like someone that just says, listen, if you would just listen,
yeah.
give ear mm-hmm. to some advice. You know, that's...
Right. Just pay attention. Listen, you know. But he wouldn't do it. And, of course, Nebuchadnezzar didn't take too kindly to that. And so he became very stiff-necked, hardened his heart, would not turn to God. And, of course, then all the leaders and the priests were even more unfaithful. So not only is him, but, you know, the people he's surrounded with, and they're doing the same thing. And so then what happens is, God, this is amazing, God. Says the Lord, the God the Father, sent word to them and his messengers again and again.
Mm.
He sent messengers again and again, still trying to warn him.
Mm-hmm.
Because God had pity on his people. You know, he didn't want to see them destroyed.
Right.
You know, and then, but they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people and there was no remedy.
Mm.
None. It was over. God had just had his fill. It was done. So Nebuchadnezzar comes in there, and God uses him and just wipes the place out. He burns down the temple, takes all of the sacred things, all the silver and the gold, everything. Takes, you know, most of God's people captive, and mm-hmm. takes them back to Babylon. And of course,
wow.
eventually Zedekiah, he was killed, and killed his whole family. And part of the word from Jeremiah was they were going to be captive for 70 years.
Mm.
So now they're in, you know, the land of Babylon, away from their home, away from everything.
Right.
But then after the 70 years, another administration comes to power.
Wow.
King of Persia.
Oh, wow.
He takes over.
Mm.
This is how control God is. Think about this.
Mm.
This is what happens. God speaks to King Cyrus of Persia.
Right.
This pagan king of this foreign mm-hmm. land, God mm-hmm. speaks to him. And he touches his heart. And he tells him, and he puts in writing, that he is to basically finance and promote the rebuilding of the temple.
Mm.
For the Jews.
Mm.
That are captive in his land right now.
Right, right.
and he's going to provide basically all their needs, what they need, put it in writing, made a proclamation. And then at the same time, then God starts stirring the hearts of the people of Israel that are in the land.
Wow.
And he's telling them, you know, basically he stirs up, I think it's the priests, the Levites, and the tribe of Judah and Benjamin to go back and rebuild the temple. And you just think about, you know, God is so in control. And the proverb that came to mind was, you know, he has the heart of every king in his hand, and he directs it like a water course wherever he pleases.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter what, you know, how destitute we may be, how terrible what things, how it's looking right now, especially you think about today, the way things are going.
Sure.
It doesn't matter who's in power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what matters is where's our heart in this whole thing?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we going to be faithful to what God's telling us to do? Are we going to continue to seek him?
Right.
Like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, because throughout history, you know, kings come and kings go.
Kings go.
You know, and people are in office and people are not in office, but what remains the same always, what remains true, what stands forever, is Jesus Christ, his kingdom, and his word.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, it's a great word because we just got to let the main thing be the main thing, and that's God.
Absolutely.
And God has a way.
Mm-hmm.
God has a way of making his will known on the face of the earth,
right.
You know, with or without us. And
right.
Hopefully we can participate in the process. Hopefully our hearts are turned to him. We're hearing his voice and we're stepping out in obedience. But, you know, God told Reinhard Bonnke, evangelist, he asked her to do this awesome work. He says, I want to, you know, use you to do this wonderful work. And Reinhard Bonnke, the great evangelist of the continent of Africa, says, you know, oh, God, I'm so honored. I'm so honored that you chose me.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, Reinhard, you're my third choice.
Right, exactly.
The other two passed me up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we don't want to be passed up.
And also, if you think about it, when God stirred their hearts, you know, think about it. They're probably been, they're settling, basically. They probably had jobs. They've had families. Mm. You know, they probably got comfortable where they were at, even though they were in captivity.
Right.
You know, they're starting to think, well, you know, this prison doesn't look too bad. You know, I could paint these walls another color. You know, it's not that bad.
Right. Wow.
So they had a choice.
Wow.
Which was going to be a huge, I mean, monumental task.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they travel hundreds and thousands of miles, I don't know how far the distance it was, but yet they're basically going to be starting over.
Mm-hmm.
Build new houses, build new lives, start completely over, you know.
Wow. Well, God's good, man.
Yeah.
God definitely has a way of, like I said, making his will be known.
Right.
Absolutely. And establishing his kingdom. It's like, it's just better just to follow the ways of God.
Absolutely.
You know, because you may end up in a place of captivity where you're just going to have to wait and wait and wait. You know, again, talking about can you stand and be blessed?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, they weren't able to stand and be blessed at that time.
Uh-huh.
But then there was a season where God opened that door again.
Uh-huh.
So if you missed it in his mercy, he'll come back and check on you. Sometimes people are just not done yet. It's like, not ready.
No.
Not ready. And so it just goes kind of in cycles, but
absolutely.
It's great.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.